Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Lamala Mehen, more stringent than the previous Avatumos that we've been discussing, is Boel Nida. So the Mishnah continues with this theme, going higher and higher in its stringencies. So Boel Nida, one who is Boel Nida, the Pasuk says, if im shachav yishkav ish osa, v'tehi nidasa alav, v'tameh shives yamim, v'chal mishkav asher yishkav alav, yitma. And we learn from that, which it says, if tehi nidasa alav, that the boel nida, this man, that's boel nida, he will be an avatama, just like the nida is an avatama. Mahi, just like she's metame adam and kli cheres, so to he will transfer tumah, will be metame adam and kli cheres. And the chayin, metame hu mishkav knida, he'll also transfer tumah with mishkav via lying on something, resting on something, just like a nida. And he has this chumrah, meaning even if he's lying, he's resting on 10 matzos, 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, he's resting at the very top, he's metami the lowest mattress as well, just like the highest mattress that he's lying on. However, his lying, so these mattresses now, will not be an avatama like the mishkav of anida. Ella becomes a rishon letama. Meaning when anida lies on these items, she makes them into an avatama. When he lies on them, he makes them into a rishon letama. Because since it says, v'chol ha-mishkav asher yishkav alav yitma, it's an extra pasuk. Because it already said earlier, utihi nidasa alav. So we dash now. Shabbat Kasalash means the pasuk is going to teach us. She'af apishu avatama. Just like even though he's an avatama, just like the nida. Nevertheless, a mishkavo kemishkav anida. The item he's lying on is not like the lying of a nida, where it's metame adam v'kelim. Rather, he elohu when he lies in it, he makes it a rishon to tuma to be metama oichel memashkim alone. If the chumrasa in his chumra that we learned. There's metamba the mishkav of the lower, like the upper, the lower mattress, like the upper mattress. Hainu shekol echad minamatzos. Each one of the mattresses that he's lying on, even though there may be 10 mattresses, whether the top that he's touching, whether the middle, or whether the bottom that he's not touching, harihu rishon l'tumah. They all become a rishon l'tumah, and they're metame oichel mamashkim. And the Gemara explains shu metame mishkav tachton ke'elyon. Meaning, mishkav tachton, the lowest mattress of this boel nida, has a din like the matzah, the upper mattress of a zav. For example, if you have 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, the kulam al gabe hazav, and they're all on top of a zav, whether the zav is touching it, whether the zav is touching it, meaning all of it, or whether he's not touching them, doesn't matter. Harehem, they become a rishon l'tumah. And they transfer tuma to eichlim and mashkim. Vav tachtonei. So to the bottom mattress of the boel nida, hainu hamatso she mitachtav, meaning all the mattresses that are below him, it's metame eichlim and mashkim, but not adam and kelim. Aval mishkav tachton shel zav, but the lower mattresses that a zav lies upon, afil, even if there are 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, and he's lying at the very top, all of the mattresses beneath him are tamei, and they're metami Adam and Kalim. And so too for a Zava, a female Zav, and a Nida and a Yeladas. Now, Lamala Mihen, going even more strict, is Zovo Shel Zav, this fluid that comes out of a Zav, Veruka, his saliva, Veshechvas Zara, his Shechvas Zara, Umi Miragla, his Miraglayim, and then the Dam of a Nida, Shehain, Metaman, Bemagu, Bemasa. They are metaga, metame, with Maga, touch, Masa, and carrying. But in an equal manner, whether a person that touches them or some other person that carries them, he becomes tamei, and he's metamei begadim and kelim that he is touching as long as he did not separate himself from the tumah. Chutz mi adam, except for adam and kli cheres, that adam and kli cheres, he's not going to be metamei them. She ain't metamei osam. Aval, however, avos hatumah hashnuim that we learned back at Mishnah Beis. Are not metame adam with maga. Ain't metame adam maga. They will not transfer tumah to an adam via touch to be metame big adam, as we learned over there. So here we're pointing out that we're just keeping on higher with the level of stringencies. And the baal nida, av apish metame b'maga b'masa, even though he'll transfer tumah through touch and through carrying, Ein hanagia bo v'hanoso metame begadim. So ein hanagia bo, one who touches him or carries him, will not be metame begadim. And others say that the bo'al nida will transfer tumah also with maga and masa, also with tumas begadim. It's another pshat. V'chumras zayv, and the chumra of the zayv, the fluid that comes out of a zav, and we mentioned roika, his saliva, shechvazari, his shechvazara, his beherglayim, and then the dam of the nida. So those, with regards to a bo'al nida, here's the difference. Those are matame even with a kosher, a new amount. Whereas a bo'al nida, ain't a matame acha adam yisa es kula. A person has to carry the whole thing. And lamala mehen, even more strict than them, is merkav. Davar hamashamish l'akiva, something that is usage is for riding. So we had mentioned lying, this is riding, rakiva, to ride. Shumitame tachas evan misama. So evan misama is a big stone, it's very heavy. Shasamim lamasa adav, you place it like a load on something else. Filu evan kazos, even a stone like this, that's serving as a hefsik between the zav and that which he's riding upon. Venimsa comes out, she'ena zav mach, but ala merkav, is not really putting weight on the person he's riding on, or the thing that he's riding on, he's putting the weight on the stone. Nevertheless, the merkav, that which he's riding on, is tamei. And then v'chozer matame la'adam sheyoshev al evan. And then it's chozer matame, the person that sits on that stone in between them as well. And then lamala min ha-merkav, even more strict than the merkav, than the riding, is mishkav, lying. Being something which is mishamish for shechiva, for lying. Sha'af mishkav hazav, the lying of hazav, and so too the sitting of hazav. Metame tachas evan misam, will transfer to through this evan misama. And furthermore, it's chamor, who is more chamor than merkav, than riding, sheshave ma'ga'i l'masai. Shaf adam ha'nageya b'mishkav, one who touches this item that he was lying upon, b'mishkav hazav, so if a person touches this item that the zav was lying upon, tamei, he becomes tamei, to be metame begadim, just like one who carries. As it says by hazav, v'ish asher yiga b'mishkav yichamis begadav. However, ha'nageya b'merkav hazav, one who touches b'merkav hazav, Ein matame begadim, will not transfer tuma to begadim, as it says, v'chol ha'merkav asher yirkav alav hazav yitma, v'chol ha'nageya v'chol asher yiyatachtav yitma ha'arav ha'nosi ha'osam yichabes begadav. So it comes out, b'mishkav hazav, the lying of hazav, whether he's touching bein ha'nageya, whether one's touching ubein ha'noso, whether one's carrying, you need kibas begadim, one would have to wash their clothing. Whereas the merkav, there's a differentiation between touching and carrying. The touching, we don't say kibis begadim, washing clothes. And lamalam and a mishkav, even more strict than this mishkav, this item that was lied upon, is hazav. Shazav osa mishkav. The zav who lies on, let's say, a mattress, for example, he makes that into the mishkav of the zav, meaning he makes it into an avatuma. But in mishkav osa mishkav. But this mattress, for example, the zav lied upon, the mishkav hazav, hanogea that touches some other tar mattress, so it will not make it into the mishkav of the zav, meaning it will not make it into an avatuma, rather it will make it into a rishon l'tuma. Because it says, v'chal mishkav asher yishkav alav hazav yitma, that only the zav can make that which is lying upon into an avatuma. Zav was the mishkav, but v'ein mishkav was the mishkav. If the mattress, that mattress touches another mattress, it will make the second one into a rishon, it will not make it into an av, like the zav made the first mattress into an av. And Mishnah Dalet, lamalam and azav, even more strict than the zav, is the zava. So zav is the male, zav is the female. You have in tumas of a zava, as well as tumas in a nida and a yoledes, a chumra that you don't find in the tum of a zav. Shehi metame es boala. She is metame her boal. Tumas of shivasim of 7 days. As it says by a boal nida, utuhi nidasa alav. Her nida is upon him. Vetame shivas yamim. And she makes him tame for 7 days. And it says by a zava, kimei nidasa tia tameya hi. We dash not kimei nidasa tia tameya. She is metame her boel, just like the nida. And it says tameya he metame es boala. She is metame her boel. But vein hazav metame mashu boel, meaning hazava is metame her boel. But hazav is not metame mashu boel, the isha tahora that he is being boel. Shem hazav boel tahora, if the zav is being boel tahora, so ein metame el mishum nogea. He's only metame her through Nogea, through Nogea, through touch. Now, lamala min azava, worse than azava, is a mitzora. You have by mitzora a chumra that's not by the zava. Shu mitame bibia. If he walks, he just merely walks into a house. He is mitame everything in that house, so, even though he didn't touch anything, as explained in Masechta Nagam. We'll get there, Mirch Hashem. Lamala min azava. Now, worse than a mitzora is etzem kasayre, a bone the size of a sar of barley. And etzem shalmei, so the bone of a dead person, b'shir of a sa'or of the size of barley, shumitame tumas shiva, and a gay bone who touches it or carries it is tame for 7 days. Whereas a mitzora and all the other avos of tumah that we've mentioned till now, one who touches it or carries it, ain't a tame ela adav. He's only tame until the evening. And now chamar mikulam, worse than everything we've mentioned so far, is hames, is a dead corpse. You have by a mace, a chumrah that's not going to be by any of the other avos atama. Shehu metame ba'oel. Imehel adam o kli ala mace. If a person is like hovering over a mace, or a kli is hovering over a mace, imehel adam o kli ala mace. If either a person or a utensil is hovering over the mace, makes it like a tent, like an oel, or shehil ha mace, the mace is hovering over the person or the kli, or shehil ha mace ima adam o ima kelim tachas oel echad, or if the mace and a person or kelim are just all in one tent, ari elu tumeim tumas shivas yamim, they're all tame with a din of 7 days. Mashein kulam metame, which we don't find like all the other cases. Even though we learned earlier that a mitzora is metame, it's by walking into the house, he's metame everything in the house. Nevertheless, tumas oil be mace chamur, the tumah of oil by a mace is more strict than the tumah of a mitzora entering a house. Shekein be mace by a mace. We mentioned there are three types of oil. Either the person or the kelim are serving as an oil over the mace is serving as an oil over the person or kelim, or they're all just under the same roof together, and that's deemed the oil. Like we mentioned earlier. Whereas by a mitzora, davka kashadavar acher, when something else is hovering over him and the tahar, then he'll transfer the tumah. And va'af mekilim, and there are those that are lenient by tumas oel of a mitzora, and in all other areas as well. Meaning, we'll explain this in the gum, but they're bringing examples like one who sticks his hand beneath an oel of a mace, so harizin it makula, he's entirely tummy. Whereas one who sticks his hand under a house with one who has tsaras, so the base of manuga, tar, he'll still be tar. And the chain mavdil, make a differentiation between a mitzora who's sitting. Between a sitting or a passing mitzvah. Meaning, if a mitzvah is sitting stationary beneath a tree, and the tar person walks beneath that tree, the tar person will be tummy. But if the tar person is sitting beneath the tree, and the mitzvah passes beneath that tree, so then the tar person does not become tummy. Whereas by a mace, we don't make these differentiations. So even though, yes, mitzvah and mace are similar with regard to tumas oil, Lamaisa, the mace, has more stringencies with regards to Tumas Oel, and therefore the Mishnah concludes that the Tumas Mace is going to have a stronger level of Tumah, as opposed to all the other Tumahs that we mentioned until now.